Well, we're thankful for each one that's here this morning. I'd like to share a few verses. My main text is found in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter. I'd like to read in verse 1. Romans 5 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." I was just thinking about these verses here, and I think about the second verse is the one I really want to focus on this morning. It says, "By whom also we have access," by whom, that's Jesus Christ, "we have, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now, grace is a little big word. There's a lot included in grace. It means help. It means favor. It can be strength, it can be courage, it can be so many different things that we need, but it says we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we've got access by faith into grace. And that's what I want us to think about just a little bit this morning. I want to go to the Gospel of Mark and read some of Jesus' remarks here. Mark, the 11th chapter. In Mark, the 11th chapter, and the the 22nd verse, this is right after Jesus had cursed the fig tree and it dried up. In verse 22, it said, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now I just want to notice this last part here. Jesus is encouraging us to have faith in God, to believe in God, to trust in Him. But He brought out the last part. He said, when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. There are things that can block our prayers, that can block our faith, that can block our confidence in God, and unforgiveness is one of them. If we have something against somebody, or somebody's offended us or hurt us some way, and we come and we pray, Jesus said, forgive them. In other words, so for God can forgive you of your trespasses. There's a responsibility that we have in praying and coming to God, and we want to do our part. I believe if we do our part, God will do His part. So unforgiveness, bitterness, those types of things will hinder God from answering our prayers, our request. In another place, I believe it's maybe in the Psalms, it said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In other words, if I'm allowing iniquity or sin or condoning something that God doesn't condone, it can be a block to me. It can be a hindrance to my prayer getting answered and going through. So we do have a responsibility today when we, I believe we have a part in our salvation. I believe God has a part. God, I don't think, wants to do our part. He won't do our part. We've got to do our part. And He's faithful and just to do His part. But we've got a responsibility to examine our hearts, examine where we're at, examine our life, and make adjustments as necessary. Sometimes we got to make corrections. Sometimes we got to go back and apologize. Sometimes we have to do things to have a clear conscience and to be able to have God hear our prayers and answer us and to help us. There's another scripture in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, I wanted to mention along with this. First Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 7th verse, it says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. That your prayers be not hindered. And what he's saying is that we want to honor husband and wife. We want to honor our spouse, our companion. When there's unity, God works in a greater way. If there's disunity, he said here that your prayers be not hindered. So there's things when there's disunity in the home, there's not a unity, it can hinder us from getting our prayers answered and getting a response from God. So the Lord wants us to honor one another as husband and wife, to honor each other, to hold each other up, to respect each other's differences and all those things. And when it brings, there's a unity there, then I believe God is able to work in a greater way. And I believe it works that way in a congregation too. When there's greater unity, greater oneness, as opposed to division and strife and all those types of things. The Lord, He honors and He blesses that. So we do have a responsibility this morning to get our prayers. Now I want to go back to Mark, the 11th chapter. And I want to notice just a little bit more. In the 22nd verse, He said, "Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, when I think of a mountain, I think of something big. I think of something impossible. I think of things that are difficult. When I think of a word mountain. But he said, "For whosoever shall say in this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." I believe this morning that God can still do great things for us. He can still do impossible things that we can't do within ourselves. He can do things above and beyond what we're capable of doing. And sometimes when you look at the mountains, it hinders your faith. when you see the thing out in front of you, sometimes it just causes you to, "Oh man, how am I going to get there? How am I going to get through this problem or this situation? It just seems like maybe there's no way." And there's a tendency to begin to doubt. That very doubt hinders God from being able to answer prayer. And that's what Jesus is saying here. He said, "When you stand praying, believe that you receive." Now he goes on, I believe doubt and unbelief. You remember it said Jesus, when he went to Nazareth, it said he did not many mighty works there because of what? Their unbelief. They had seen Jesus, they'd been around him, they'd been exposed to his family, they knew a little bit about him. But it said he didn't do many mighty works there, not because he didn't want to. I'm sure he would have been glad to. But it was their unbelief that hindered him. And sometimes I believe it's our unbelief too that can hinder God from working. And Lord, help us today to exercise faith, to... And this morning, I believe faith is also a choice that we make. It's a decision. It's not just based on feelings. It's something that we decide, "I'm going to believe. I'm going to have faith in God. I'm going to have confidence in the Lord." And I believe God will honor that and help us... I believe we'll be more successful in our spiritual life. And God can work through us when we have our exercising faith. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, we have another scenario here. Hebrews 4:1, it said, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, 'As I have sworn in my wrath, if I if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You know, there at the land, and this is referencing the land of Canaan, when they came into the land of Canaan, God had promised them, He gave them a promise. They were in bondage 400 years. But He promised them, He said, I'm going to bring you out of Egypt. There'll come a time when I'll bring you out of Egypt and I'm going to give you a land. And He told them about the land, a land that flowed with milk and honey, and a land that was good for them, and a place they could call home, and it would be theirs. But when they saw the giants, the doubts, the fear overtook 10 of the spies, and it said they brought up an evil report. Yeah, there was giants. There were big things there. There were some obstacles. There were some impossibilities there within themselves. Yes. Just like there is in our life. There's impossibilities. But with God, all things are possible. Let's not rule the Lord out this morning. Let's not leave Him out of the equation. Let us be able to recognize that if God be for us, who can be against us? And the Lord can help us. And we want to make a choice and a decision. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust Him. And I know He's able to have, we can have that confidence that the Lord is able to help and able to answer prayer for us. I think about that verse of Psalm 2. It says, regarding not what I may see, my faith, O Lord, ascends to Thee. Regarding not what I may see. You know, sometimes those things affect us. But we've got to make a choice and a decision to believe and trust that God will help. And Jesus said, when you pray, believe. Believe in God. Exercise faith in God. Have faith in God. And I believe the Lord can honor and help us. And we want to exercise faith. We want to have confidence. Now, I don't believe God gives us everything that we request. Just as an earthly parent doesn't grant every request for a child, a parent recognizes what's good for the child and what's not so good. And a parent makes a decision. But you know, the parent's heart is to grant and to do what they can for their children. And I believe God's desire is the same way for us. I believe most of the time He grants us the desires of our heart. There are times when He doesn't grant that. Let's not allow that to be a detriment or a discouragement to our faith, but let's recognize that God knows and sees way beyond. It says His thoughts are as high as the heaven above our thoughts. That's a long ways. God is so much greater in His ability to see and think that. But we want to trust Him and we want to believe in Him and have confidence in Him. And Jesus brought that illustration too. He said, if a son asks his father for bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks for something else, would he give him a serpent? And he said, if you're evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give good things to ask Him? That's another thing I want to bring up. There's a verse that says you receive not because you ask not. You know, I found myself that so many times, you haven't even asked. Lord, help us to be willing to ask. To ask the Lord for help. To ask Him for strength. Ask Him for to be able to move some of those mountains and then listen for His direction, listen for His instruction of what He tells us to do. You know, when they went to the land of Canaan, there was giants, and they had to have God's instruction. And all they did was follow. They obeyed what the Lord told them to do. And it was victorious. They won. They were successful because they listened to God and they followed and they believed and they did what God wanted them to do. I remember, I think I've mentioned this before, but I remember when we lived in Oregon, we had these, I love Bing cherries. They're one of my favorites. They're the Bing cherry, they're so sweet. They're just really good. And I planted some Bing cherry trees in our backyard. And I watched them and I took care of them. And I remember one spring, I was outside and the cherries had so many nice blossoms on them. And they looked so nice. And it started snowing. That afternoon it started snowing. And here my cherry trees were bloomed out. That time I asked. I don't always ask like I should, but that time I did. I was wanting some and looking forward to having some good cherries. And I went out there and I laid my hands on those trees and I prayed. I said, Lord, have mercy on these trees. And I prayed for them. I laid my hands on them. I put my hand on those trees and I prayed. And you know, I didn't think a whole lot about it until late that fall. We got cherries. But it didn't dawn on me. It didn't dawn on me that I'd prayed for them. But that fall, we had a neighborhood cookout two doors down the road from us. And we were in a discussion talking, and the guy of the house, their name last name was Milkows, he said, we didn't get no cherries this year. They froze. And I said, thank the Lord. Not that He didn't get no cherries, but God heard and answered my prayer. It dawned on me. It came back to me. God heard and answered that prayer that I prayed. You know, the Lord wants to do that. He wants to answer prayer. He wants us to have faith in Him and come to Him and have confidence. You know, sometimes we could be praying with our lips, and all the time, sometimes unbelief is working in the back of our mind. We were with Kara and her family and the little boys. They sang us a song. It said, I may not know how, and I may not know when, but God can do it again. You know, we don't tell the Lord, you know, we don't demand and tell Him how to do it all. But let's have faith that He will work. Let's have faith and confidence and exercise that choice. Lord, I believe. You know, sometimes He just gives us grace. Sometimes He has ways of doing things. It's not always removing the mountain, but it can be. Sometimes it is moving the impossible and doing the impossible. But you know what? Giving us grace is helping us do the impossible too. You know, to be able to be sweet and to have a good attitude when people have done us wrong and that kind of thing, that's the impossible within ourselves. But that's a mountain that God can help us with. Let's have faith in the Lord. That's what Jesus said. When you stand praying, believe. Believe in Him. And that song, I may not know how He does it. I may not know when He does it. But He answered prayer for me on those cherry trees. I have no doubt that God did that for me because the neighbor testified, we didn't get no cherries. And we're just a few doors down. God wants to do things that for us. He wants to build our faith. So I want to encourage us this morning, regarding not what I may say, Lord, help us to hold on to faith. Help us to believe and trust in Him and give ourselves to Him and allow Him to help us. I believe the Lord still answers prayer. He still hears the cry of His people. He still sees the desire of our heart. Let's not give up. Let's not give up on faith and give up on hope. And sometimes we have to wait. He doesn't always work on our time, on our terms. Let's not allow that to discourage our faith, but let's believe and know that God loves us. He cares for us. And that He can help us in time of need. Jesus, He cursed that fig tree. It didn't have no fruit. And I believe He was just wanting to show His, give His disciples a lesson on faith. Have faith in God. Things can move. Things can change. Things can be jostled around and you know, just like those bones that were in the those valley of dry bones, it looked like there was impossibility. And He said, Son of Man, can these bones live? And I'll ask us that this morning. When you look at your hopeless situation, when you look at something that's hopeless, can these bones live? You know, our natural man will say, those things have been dead and dry for years. There's nothing there. But He spoke the word. He prophesied to him. The word of faith. And things began to change. And it didn't happen just all at once. It was kind of a succession of changes that happened. And pretty soon he saw a living army on their feet. And I believe we serve the same God today. He's able to help us in our time of need. Let's not give up on faith, and let's not allow doubts and fear to plague us. Let's exercise faith in God. Be strong in faith. I don't try to tell the Lord how to do things. And I don't try to tell Him when. But I do believe He still works. And He'll still answer prayer. And He'll still help in time of need. I have that confidence in Him today. One place He said, when you seek Me with all of your heart, I will be found. I will be found of you. You know that scripture that Brother Galen brought out in Sunday school about Zerubbabel? That's such a touching scene to me. Those people, they had them and their children. They were standing there before God. They didn't have the might. They didn't have the strength. They didn't have the ability. They fell on their faces before God, and God heard and answered prayer. Jesus, one place, he said, "Will I find faith when I come again?" Lord, help us today to be trusting, to be believing, to be listening to what he tells us to do, to be following. You know, when we have a situation, we need to be praying, "Lord, help me to know what you, help me to follow your lead. Give me a lead. Give me something to stand on, something to go on." And I believe the Lord will do that for us. I noticed in one place, Paul, several readings this week, Paul prayed at different times for an effectual door to be opened where he could communicate the gospel. And I know that works. If we pray, "Lord, open the door, open the right place," we pray, God, and we look to God with expectation. You know, it's amazing the doors that God can open for us, the doors of hope. Then all we got to do is walk through. We don't have to batter the door down. We don't have to bring our sledgehammer. The Lord can open the door for us. It said there, "By whom also we have access by faith." We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Appreciate your attention this morning.